Because Elaine Carlson has owned this topic for so long, this isn't a comprehensive topic. I would refer you to Elaine Carlson's paper for that if you have any questions. What I would like to talk about this morning is a trilogy of Supreme Court cases that address a trilogy of phrases from Chapter 52006. And those phrases are compensatory damages, interest, and cost, because the court has touched on each of those three times in 3 years. I'd like to start out generally. We know from MEGA that a judgment debtor is entitled to supersede and defer payment of the judgment while pursuing an appeal. The purpose, of course, of supersedius is to preserve the status quo and to secure the appellee and abate the remedies he would otherwise have for realizing the judgment. Supersedius, historically, I thought this was kind of interesting. From 17th century England, and it was the prevailing view among most of the colonies, apparently, and it was the law in Texas from statehood until the adoption of the Rules of Civil Procedure in 1940, the amount of security was twice the judgment. In 1940, that changed to the amount of judgment plus interest and cost, and that was the law in Texas for almost 50 years until 1988, when the Supreme Court amended Rule 47 and provided for alternate security upon a showing of irreparable harm to the judgment debtor and no substantial harm to the judgment creditor. Of course, that was following Texaco versus Pennzoil, and that was in 1988. In 1989, the legislature enacted 52 and adopted a slightly different standard than Rule 47, and it also provided for appellate review for sufficiency of the bond and the excessiveness of a bond.